And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of November. November 18th is World Antibiotic Awareness Day. The overuse of antibiotics in farmed animals makes the antibiotics less effective as bacteria become more resistant, leading to almost 3 million illnesses and 35,000 deaths a year in the U.S. Most antibiotics sold, about 70%, are given to animals, not humans. The need for antibiotics in farmed animals has surged in recent decades as more animals are raised in crowded conditions on factory farms, which make a fertile breeding ground for bacteria. Antibiotics are still widely used to prevent illness in livestock when the animals are healthy, and the FDA still fails to track how farms use antibiotics when the label on a conventional meat product claims the animal was raised without antibiotics. Those claims may be unverified or downright false. Antibiotic use is prohibited in production of USDA-certified organic meat, but that, of course, means that the animal's infections go completely untreated. The majority of antibiotics in the U.S. are mixed into animals' food and water to make the animals grow bigger or to prevent illness in cramped and unhealthy environments. Resistant microbes may require other medications or higher doses, often with more side effects, some of which may be life-threatening on their own. Some infections become completely untreatable due to resistance. This crisis is a global issue. The World Health Organization states that a post-antibiotic era, in which common infections and minor injuries can kill, far from being an apocalyptic fantasy, is instead a very real possibility for the 21st century. Antibiotic resistance is of great public health concern because the antibiotic-resistant bacteria associated with the animals are easily transmitted to humans via food chains and widely disseminated in the environment via animal wastes. These may cause complicated, untreatable, and prolonged infections in humans, leading to higher healthcare costs and deaths. The challenges that follow are of international dimensions, as there are no geographic boundaries to impede the spread of antibiotic resistance. And the powerful farm lobby won't let scientists track the danger. Here is yet another reason to stop supporting animal agriculture and eat plants instead. The first episode of the Vegan Posse podcast, hosted by Chrissy Benson, was published on this day in 2022. As a vegan, do you ever feel like you're living in a parallel universe? If so, you're not alone. We interview vegans from around the globe who, like you, are living lives of integrity and compassion with an eye towards justice. Through their personal stories, you'll come to realize you're not an outlier. In fact, you're part of an entire posse of individuals who aren't just keeping the peace, they're creating it through their food choices and beyond. You won't be saddling up, but you're in for the ride of your life. Welcome to the Vegan Posse. Chrissy Benson is an attorney who's been running from the law her entire professional life. As well as hosting the podcast, she is a short story and a novel author, legal writer, and a news satire writer. And here's a prayer for today, an alternative translation of the Lord's Prayer. O cosmic birther of all radiance and life, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to your desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of death that bind us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment, for you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power, and fulfillment as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is. The Lord's Prayer. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to share what each being needs to grow and flourish.